President Xi Jinping says China opposes acts that disrupt international cooperation against the COVID-19 pandemic. He says China stands ready to work with other countries to continue to support the World Health Organization, playing a leading role in the global battle against the COVID-19 pandemic. The Chinese president made the remarks in telephone conversations with the leaders of Bangladesh and Myanmar. Chinese authorities have called for more efforts to prevent COVID-19 from rebounding in the country. The leading group of China's COVID-19 response has held a meeting chaired by Premier Li Keqiang. Authorities say a certain number of asymptomatic cases remain and no relaxations allowed in epidemic prevention and control. The group has urged further expanding nucleic acid testing to identify asymptomatic infections. It says the information should be released with openness and transparency. China's top legislature has announced it'll hold an online press conference tonight ahead of its annual session. This year's plenary session of the National People's Congress is set to open on Friday, over 2 months behind schedule due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Some adjustments, including a shortened duration and streamlined news conferences, have been announced to minimize virus infection risk during the session. The National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference will open its annual session in Beijing today. The session is set to conclude on May 27th. This year's session will be shorter than previously planned because of COVID-19. Hubei Province has started construction of an 800-bed base for prevention, control, and treatment of pandemics in the future. The base is located in Zhongnan Hospital of Wuhan University and is expected to be completed in 3 years. It's a 16-story building with a floor area of more than 120,000 square meters. The hospital says the base is a response to the central authority's order to improve the country's public health emergency management system. The base will be a hospital for the public in normal times, but serve for the centralized treatment of infectious diseases during a major pandemic. The China Population Welfare Foundation and the World Health Organization have launched a charity fundraising program to fight COVID-19. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the fund will help countries prevent, detect, and deal with the pandemic. The program will receive donations via around 20 internet-based Chinese fundraising platforms. New data shows New York residents from low-income communities have tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies at a much higher rate than the general population. Governor Andrew Cuomo disclosed that data on Wednesday. He says 27% of the 8,000 people tested from low-income communities were positive for antibodies.
In lower-income communities, communities of color, we partnered with the faith-based community, with churches, to conduct tests. We found about 27% of the individuals testing positive.
The top 10 highest infected neighborhoods are located in the boroughs of the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. The state also plans to expand testing capacity in 40 locations of New York City public housing facilities where social distancing is hard to maintain because of limited room. New York, the most impacted state in the U.S., has reported more than 354,000 COVID-19 cases and over 28,000 deaths. The United Nations Middle East envoy says Israel must abandon its threat to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Nikolai Mladenov told the Security Council that such a plan is a serious violation of international law that would close the door on a renewal of negotiations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said cabinet discussions will begin on July 1st on the annexation. The Palestinian leadership has absolved itself from all agreements with Israel and America in response to the Israeli plan.